I guess my main concern and why I was a little surprised was the lack of detail in there. So I think, you know, lots of conservation biologists, including myself, generally see trophy hunting as a potential option for generating income for conservation. However, there's a lot of things that remain unclear. And if the focus is on conservation hunting, then the scientific evidence suggests that for most species that's not achievable. And in fact, hunting in many areas can actually have counterproductive effects.
What sort of counterproductive effects from an environmental and ecological perspective?
As an example, if you were to go out and shoot foxes, we now know that, you know, as fox populations go down, there's every likelihood things like rabbit populations and cat populations will go up. So if you're only targeting a single species in a given area, other species that are being, you know, controlled by or competing with that same species may actually benefit indirectly from hunting. So that's sort of one example. And the other, I guess, thing to sort of bear in mind too is, you know, what's the measure of success going to be? Because, you know, as an example, if you want to suppress, you know, fox populations, then you probably need to be shooting nearly 70% of that fox population and sustain that. And that's obviously a very high level of hunting to sustain effectively. And given that a lot of hunting is occurring in things like forests, where species are already quite hard to find and often in quite remote and large areas, it's very unlikely that we'll even come close to suppressing those populations.
Well, I suppose one of the central things that the state government was trumpeting Victorian Agriculture Minister Peter Walsh was the economic impact, labelling it worth $439 million to the state's economy. So isn't that at least something to be encouraged by?
Yeah, look, no one's questioning, I think, that, well, certainly I'm not questioning that, you know, hunting as a form of income, and particularly if it's redirected into environmental programs and conservation initiatives, is potentially a good idea. But often it's wound in together with conservation hunting. So the idea is that, you know, hunters will suppress things like foxes and deer for us almost free of charge in one way. Obviously they're paying, you know, fees to go and hunt and all associated costs, but it's argued that they're actually providing a service to us. But again, with hunting, there's a big question mark about, again, how successful it's going to be. And if we use deer as an example, of course, many hunters themselves will be targeting large males because they want trophies. And yet, if you want to lower the population, what you really need to be doing is shooting females because they're the ones that have the biggest impact on the growth of the population. And the other undesirable effect, too, is that by hunting pest animals, you may actually make them harder for pest control managers to control now because they'll become more wary of humans.
Now, you mentioned you were critical with the level of detail in this report. So I suppose when you're seeing that the report talks about, you know, reduction in pest species numbers, your counter-argument to that, as you say, is that it just simply, that's not enough. That's not enough detail to show that's actually of real benefit.
Well, what we need to do is move away from body counts. So we've had bounty schemes in the past where, you know, money is paid for shooting foxes or whether it be wild dog skins, but a body count actually doesn't tell you very much. If you were to go out and shoot 1,000 foxes, well, okay, 1,000 foxes are now dead, but if the population is 50,000, you've basically made no impact on that population at all. And all you've actually probably done is just lower the population temporarily and they'll bounce back very quickly. So we need to actually understand whether by shooting an animal or controlling an animal, however it might be, you've actually had an effect not only on the animal's population, but the environment itself. So with deer as an example, if deer are concerned because they remove vegetation and they, you know, destroy the banks of waterways, then we need to do some actual experiments and survey before and after hunting commences to see if the impact of hunting has actually been successful.
Well, as a result, do you see any value at all in conducting a purely economic analysis of the hunting industry?
I think an economic analysis that includes the scientific evidence about the pros and cons of hunting would be a welcome, you know, a welcome advance.
Minister Walsh said that the Victorian Coalition government has demonstrated a clear commitment to improving game management and hunting opportunities. Do you think this is something generally the scientific community would be pleased to hear, that sort of commitment?
I think the scientific community is always happy to hear that there's going to be effective pest management, but it's unclear at this point as to whether that's what's being proposed. So if we're talking about managing pest species in an integrated way, so we don't just shoot, you know, one species, we actually think about controlling multiple species given that they interact, and we think about measuring that change as associated with hunting, then that would be great.